Okay. Yes.
Yes, we've had our ups and our downs. We've had our good and bad times. But as I say, we're still here. There's a tradition of engineering on the canals that's not gone away. And I would say in the post-war periods, in our the worst of our decline, if you like, we've come through that. We're going through a renaissance. The Millennium Link, where we've rejoined the Union and the Falkirk Canal, where they used to be joined by 11 locks, which fell into disuse. We've now built the iconic Falkirk Wheel. And that's the latest in a long tradition of innovative engineering on the canals. The canals spur on engineers to construct and to build. So they're rich and fertile ground in that sense.
And in terms of the Falkirk Wheel then, you know, many of our listeners may have heard of it, haven't necessarily visited before. It's a great day out as well.
It's a fantastic day out.
As a functional, you know, piece of engineering.
Absolutely. I mean, one, it's a lovely setting and environment. There's the Antonine Wall just up the road as well. So great for the family and kids, if you like. And it really is an iconic structure. It's a fantastic trip. You can go on the boat, you get wheeled up, and you go from the Falkirk, the Forth and Clyde, up to the Union Canal. It's the first and only rotating boat lift. This is very novel. As I say, it replaced the 11 locks of the previous lock flight, which would take you all day to get your boat up. And now it's an hour and you're off. So it's very much in the tradition of Scottish Canals engineering. And we're all very proud of it.
And what does it mean for Scotland to have that innovation and to, you know, be investing in canals, I guess?
Well, it puts us on the map. It keeps us up there with the best of the best in terms of engineering. I don't know personally the footfall that we get at the Falkirk Wheel, but it's a very large number. So I think it's been taken to heart by the Scottish people, and I think, you know, particularly in Falkirk, as rightfully so, an asset that we can be very proud of and would like to continue to invest in.
And you mentioned continue, so what are the next steps, I suppose, for Scottish Canals?
Well, we have a whole raft of programmes we're working on, from living on the water, which you may or may not have heard of, but we're encouraging residential use on the canals. So we're moving. We still have our transport aspect and the leisure aspect, but we're also now recognising that it's a very nice place to live. So there's certain nodes along the canals that we're developing for residential moorings. We're just outside our offices here. We're looking at introducing fitness trails because to offer something more to our users who regularly run up and down the towpath just outside our offices here. We're looking at converting lots of our old, very important historical buildings into holiday lets. And that really, you know, a used building is a building, it's a good building. A building that's not being used is not so, is poor, if you like. So the reuse of these structures in a very sympathetic and sensitive manner is, it's a delight to see that they're being used rather than fall into ruin as may have done, you know, 100 years ago.
And what would your message be to our listeners who are perhaps thinking about, you know, going for walks or perhaps holidaying on the canals or just even going to the Falkirk Wheel? It would be, of course, come along.
It would be, of course, come along. Check out our website. Lots of information on there. Lots of activities constantly updated, almost on a daily daily basis, and there's a whole range of events. There's events that we're just building just down the road there now, the Pinkston Paddle Sports Centre, which is I think one